Dave Moore
on Today FM.
My next guest is a multi-talented sports star who has excelled in everything from rugby, Gaelic football, soccer. She's won so many titles and done so many things. Has now retired and announced her retirement from Intercounty Football last year. Was still heavily involved in promoting and growing the sport. There's something very important happening with the GAA Club Leagues and Championships in Dublin. We'll get to that in a few minutes' time. But first of all, let me say a very big, warm welcome to Hannah Tyrrell. Hannah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good. Great to catch up with you. And may I first begin with a massive congratulations on the announcement of baby number two on the way.
Yeah, thanks very much. Really exciting time for us now. And yeah, looking forward to just growing our family.
That's so great. And what age is Aoife now, your baby?
Aoife will be three next week, so not much of a baby anymore.
No, three next week. Wow. And then new arrival is due sometime, is it December?
Yep, early December I'm due, so a little bit of time to go, but a nice age gap for the two of them.
Absolutely. And how are you feeling yourself? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, much better now. I was a little bit sick the first trimester, so hopefully I'm kind of out of the worst of that and looking forward to enjoying a nicer couple of weeks over summer.
Let's, fingers crossed, let's hope so. And do you think Aoife will be a good big sister now?
Yeah, I think so. She's really excited. She's all for sharing at the minute, but we'll see when baby arrives how that goes.
Well, I suppose it's when baby arrives might be fine. It's when baby's a walking, talking toddler, maybe true, around three, and she's six, and all of a sudden there's lots of conversations to be had. But hey, that's the joy of it all. Listen, we'll get on to all the PTSB stuff and everything. We'll do that in a few minutes' time. But first of all, just talking about your career there when I started listing it off, like, why so many disciplines? I mean, you were so brilliant at so many, but was it just greed on your part? Did you want to be brilliant at everything, or was it hard to make a choice? Why did you flip between so many?
I never planned to be honest. I never planned to play rugby. You know, I only got into Gaelic football when I was 13. I'd played soccer, first of all, with an all-boys team, and then, unfortunately, couldn't play with the boys anymore, so girls aren't allowed to play, so I kind of moved away and there was no girls team, so I picked up GAA, and yeah, from there just obviously got involved with my club and with Dublin, and yeah, my head got turned a little bit with rugby when it was announced as an Olympic sport back in 2014, and I kind of gave it a go as just like a bit of crack for club rugby, and it kind of just spiraled into international rugby, and
spiraled into winning this Six Nations in 2015. Let's actually, it's very interesting to hear that origin story, because I'm currently coaching I have twin girls who are 11, and I'm currently coaching their football team and have been for 3 or 4 years now at this stage. But it was a very similar situation to you described there, where there just wasn't the option for there to be a team until I put one together with another lady, Michelle. And all of a sudden, you know, we have three teams now at their age group, in 2014 age group, you know, which is amazing. But it takes people to step up and create these. I'm not saying that like I'm so great, but what I mean is all around the country there are people who are setting up teams for girls in situations where they just haven't been there before. But I guess the sports are in ruder health now than they've ever been. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and you see it nowadays, obviously, with so across lots of different sports, the grassroots structures are really, really good for boys and girls now. But like the same was in rugby. If you even look back the last kind of 5 years or so, there's still a lot of rugby clubs in Dublin who don't have underage structures for girls, you know, and that's something that has probably caused an issue with their kind of senior women's Irish team over the last few years or the last 10 years or so, because a lot of players had to be recruited from other sports. Yes. Whereas we don't really have to do that anymore, and we're starting to see development of players, and they're actually like world class standards, the likes of Aoife Wafer and stuff like that, who came through systems. But for me growing up, we didn't have that. I played with all boys, they were all my friends. A local guy set up the team and I played with it, but then rules came in when I was 12 or so that kind of like said you can't play on this team anymore, so it was tough. There wasn't a girls team set up, and it wasn't until I joined St. Catharines when I was like 15, where a guy called Brother Bernard in the inner city set up a team for disadvantaged areas and girls to be given a chance, and we went down to win an FAI Cup. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that it takes people like him though, people with that kind of vision to go, you know, this simply isn't right. Like, it takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of resources and a lot of people and a lot of goodwill. But ultimately, it's not that difficult to set up a girls' team or set up a team for, as you said, for, you know, an area that's disadvantaged. Like, it just requires a couple of people to step up and start it, and then all of a sudden it flies.
Yeah, like, and that's it. We're starting to see the success. Like, but I'm like, my story is not the only one. I have so many friends who are very similar in that, you know, they were playing one sport and then they had to play with the boys until a girls team was set up. And yeah, as you said, just takes a volunteer or someone who cares enough. And it ends up usually being the parent of a daughter who's been aggrieved in some way. Yeah. And is, you know, that sort of way.
You're literally describing my story, which was my two girls going, I don't want to play GAA. I don't want to do it. I want to play football. And it was kind of going, I think it was, went to a committee meeting because I was coaching boys as well, and went, here, there's no girls team at this age group. What's the story? You know, as any other business. Next committee meeting, Dave Moore setting up a girls team at this age group. It was like, yeah, okay, I better do that now. You know, put your money where your mouth is. But it's so brilliant though. I mean, like, as we said, like, look at the Irish women's football team at the moment, the Irish women's rugby team, the LGFA doing brilliant stuff. I mean, like, there's so many things happening now. And so many situations. I mean, Katie Taylor selling out Croke Park. I mean, there's like, you know, we're just in a situation where the opportunities are being, I guess, there's just equity is beginning to creep in, and that's all anyone ever wants, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the key word there is opportunity. All a lot of young women and girls want is the chance to play, just like the guys have been their whole life, and the opportunity to showcase their skills and the talent that's out there. And finally, we are starting to see them. As you said, it's equity. People go on about equality, but it's equity actually
that's
that
it.
We're looking
for. You know, there's a difference between those two things, and I think it's exactly right. It's what's required to make the, use the analogy, making the playing field level. Like, it just it needs to be this, as you said, that boys get the opportunity to do so many things. The girls deserve the exact same opportunities, and until we catch up and it's 50-50, then we need to keep working at it. Come here, you're here to talk about the support of PTSB. Col here works on the show with his club Kevin's. I went to my first hurling match ever at the end of last year's championship, and he won the Junior A Hurling Championship?
Correct.
In Dublin. And Hannah, I learned that off by heart with the former sponsor. We're going to have to start introducing PTSB to my vocabulary now, am I?
Yeah. Look, obviously we're very lucky. PTSB have taken over sponsorship of the kind of adult club leagues and championship this year. And I think the beauty of it is that they've decided to sponsor all four codes, you know, which is brilliant. And like, look, obviously we were just talking about opportunities and equity and all the rest there, but to kind of come on board as such a huge organisation and say you're going to sponsor all four codes is just a massive, massive kind of nod, I suppose, that we see everybody as equal and we're going to get behind all these codes, and it's a brilliant step forward.
It really is. And it also, as you said, then it just kind of, I don't know if validate is the right words, but it just, you know, in the mind of, if the sponsor is coming on board and saying, well, Dublin Camogie is just as important as hurling and LGFA is as important as football, you know, then the men's and women's just start off on the same foot, which is all we're asking for.
Absolutely. And such a nice kind of bit of confidence, I suppose, for us that we feel seen.
Yeah.
And that they want to back us and they recognise again that there is talent and skill there. And look, club is where it begins for so many players who go on to be inter-county stars, and it's the grassroots of our game. It's where we get the majority of our volunteers. So, as I said, to have such a big organisation backing us across four codes is huge.
And isn't it also the case that there are obviously so few people who will ever get to rise to the levels that you rose to? I'm looking across at our Cahill here, and maybe the days are past him even, but not everyone will get to intercounty, but the clubs, you know, matter from the under-8s, you know, all the way through until, you know, whether you're playing senior or whatever it is. But it's like, it's so important. Clubs play such a key role, and I know we're talking specifically about Dublin here obviously, but it happens across the country. But in Dublin, for example, all those clubs, they all need support, and they are such an outlet for so many people across the city.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, like, it, Gaelic football, Camogie, hurling, all these, they're a huge part of our community and our parish, and they really bring people together. And even if you look at GAA in a wider scale, it's a huge part of our identity and where the GAA was formed and stuff like that. And it just plays such a role for people on and off the pitch. You know, there's so many things that the local GAA clubs offer that's so much more than just what's actually happening on the pitch. And no, it's brilliant. It's a huge, huge outlet for people. And the thing is, you'll be involved with your club much, much longer than you ever would be with your county. Do you know what I mean? And it just has such a huge meaning for people because they spend so long there, and you grow up playing with your best friends. You know everybody in the club, you know, and it has a huge place kind of in your heart and, as I said, in the community.
Yeah, definitely. And fair play to PTSB getting behind all four codes, as you said. Did I see a picture of you and Jason Kelsey on your Instagram at some point?
I did, yeah. So I'm a big NFL fan. I'm a big Philadelphia Eagles fan. And
right.
I was lucky enough last year to be able to actually get on the pitch for the coin toss for the Vikings Steelers game.
Yes.
And Jason Kelsey happened to be there, and I nearly fainted. I was so happy, so happy. But yeah, I got a picture of him. It was pretty cool. It was probably better than the game itself.
Oh, listen, that's incredible. And as a fan, I mean, you're a fan of a lot of sports, and you've played a lot of sports. Were you ever tempted to see? Was there a grow in Ireland to set up a ladies NFL team?
Well, we actually have, and it's funny you say that, there are flag football leagues, yes, all around the country. And I actually, a couple of years ago, before I did my knee and stuff, I played with a team called the South Dublin Panthers and played a season there. And I would love to go back and actually play it socially after pregnancy and my knee is fully fixed.
I was going to think, will the knee take it?
Yeah, I would hope so. I'm doing enough rehab to hopefully get it right. So,
excellent.
For a bit of social, but it's a brilliant sport to play. It's just so much fun. And as someone who's watched that sport for so long and actually didn't think there was ever a chance I could kind of give it a shot and try run a few routes, it's been great fun.
And just explain flag football then to anyone who doesn't know. I presume there aren't massive shoulder pads, helmets and big impacts, no?
No. So flag football is the non-contact version essentially of American football. It's five aside, your QB, a runner back and a couple of wide receivers. And yeah, it's just a bit of fun. Throwing a football around.
The tackle is literally pulling off your waist.
Flag, yeah. Kind of like tag rugby where you just pull the flag off the waist and you get a couple of downs and stuff like that. But
okay.
Very fun. We actually have an Irish team at the minute. They're competing, I think, this summer, or was it last summer, in the Euros and stuff.
Brilliant.
So it's brilliant. Yeah, it is great. We have kitted teams here in Ireland too, in men's version, but never really tempt me, the kitted version. I enjoy my brain cells. Not that there's loads of them, but a little bit too much.
Well, yeah. I mean, Eiffel definitely require them, and the new arrival as well will need a few of Mammy's brain cells along the way. Well, listen, best luck to you, Aoife Sorka, and the new arrival. I hope we talked to you before then, but if we don't, best luck in December when it all gets very exciting and very real for you.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time today and telling us all about the PTSB sponsorship of the Dublin GAA Club Leagues and Championships across all four codes. Hannah Tyrrell, lovely as always. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Dave.
See you later. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.